The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday, and welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff brought to you by DraftKings. I'm Rachel Prevett, filling in for Rob Stats Guerrera, and today is Friday, June 17th, 2022. Now let's get you caught up on the biggest stories in the NFL. But first things first, let me remind you that DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The Lamar Jackson contract talks continue. The Baltimore Ravens quarterback spoke with reporters following mandatory minicamp on Thursday, and he told them that he had contract talks with the Ravens this week and that he expects to play his entire career in Baltimore. Jackson is heading into the fifth and final year of his rookie contract and is due a base salary of $23 million this year. And now, if he doesn't sign a contract extension with the Ravens by March, the team will more than likely use the franchise tag on him instead of allowing him to test unrestricted free agency. And of course, everyone wants to compare Deshaun Watson's fully guaranteed five-year $230 million deal to Jackson's. And so when Jackson was asked how much Watson's deal has affected his thoughts on his next deal, Jackson said, quote, "Nothing at all. I'm a man of my own. I don't worry about what those guys did," end quote. One of the highlights for fans last season was when the NFL announced that it was allowing teams to wear alternate helmets for the 2022 season. And since then, a few teams have revealed that they will be rocking alternate helmets, and the most recent team to do so is the New Orleans Saints. On Thursday, the New Orleans Saints announced that the team will wear an alternate black helmet at some point in the 2022 season. Now, the specific games have yet to be confirmed. The new black alternate helmets look pretty similar to the regular shell, but the black and gold colors have been reversed. And instead of reversing the colors of the traditional three stripes on the new alternate helmet, the Saints have removed the stripes altogether and replaced it with a triangular graphic pattern that's made up of tiny gold fleur-de-lis logos. The Philadelphia Eagles won fans over when they announced that they would be bringing back the favorites, the Kelly Green jerseys, as an alternate in 2023. However, it looks like they have missed the mark with their latest change. The Eagles announced on Thursday that they have introduced a new word mark for the team. The franchise even put out a statement saying, "As of today, June 16, 2022, the Philadelphia Eagles will be adopting and implementing a new refreshed word mark. Moving forward, it should replace the old Eagles word mark in all forms of media and public-facing materials, but should not replace the Eagles head brand mark, which will continue to serve as the team's primary logo." And many fans and media have took to Twitter to vocalize their dislike of the tweaked modern word mark. The Chicago Bears players paid homage to the late Brian Piccolo by wearing number 41 jerseys on Thursday's final mandatory minicamp practice. Piccolo died 52 years ago from cancer, and he was only 26 years old when he passed. His number 41 jersey is retired, and every year the Bears give out the Brian Piccolo Award, which honors one veteran and one rookie who best exemplify the courage, loyalty, teamwork, dedication, and the sense of humor of the late Brian Piccolo. The Cleveland Browns officially announced that former Eagles exec Catherine Raich is their assistant general manager and vice president of football operations. She joins Glenn Cook, who was recently promoted to assistant general manager and vice president of player personnel. Now, this move makes Raich the highest ranking female football executive in the NFL. That's a huge deal. So shout out to Catherine Raich for making her story. That is all for the latest news in the NFL world on Friday, June 17th, 2022. Follow the SB Nation NFL show so you do not miss an episode. And if you like what you hear, scratch that. If you love what you hear, you might as well stop what you're doing and leave us a rating and a review. Make sure you stay tuned for later today. The latest episode of The Look Ahead with BLG and RJ Ochoa will be dropping. I hope that you have an amazing Friday and an amazing weekend. I'm Rachel Prevett. See ya!
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best. Whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smart Water Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.